Hello.
Hello, this is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency? No? Okay. A media organization or work or on volunteer or any political campaign? No. Okay. Thank you. Your opinions are very important. We can proceed, ma'am. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? You're definitely going to vote. Very likely. Somewhat likely. Not very likely. Not at all likely. Or you're not registered to vote.
Definitely.
Definitely going to vote. And with which political party are you registered, Republican or Democrat? Unaffiliated?
Democrat.
Okay, Democrat. Thank you. And are you or is any member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background, or no?
No.
Okay. And may I ask, what is your racial background? African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, other?
Irish-Polish.
Irish, Polish. Okay, so European, white, right?
Yes.
Okay. And may I ask, what is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65 years old?
56 to 65.
Okay. And, okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and ask you, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Are you definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably voting for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly
definitely.
To the Democratic
candidate? No, definitely.
Okay. Definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, not the Republican candidate, right? Definitely. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Scott Boyd, favorable or unfavorable?
I don't know.
Okay, you never heard of him or you have no opinion about him?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay. Carolina Amnesty?
I'm not fond of her policies, no.
Oh, you have an unfavorable opinion? Very or somewhat
unfavorable? Very.
Thank you. Erin Huntley? Erin Huntley?
I don't, no opinion.
No opinion. Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Leonard Spencer?
No opinion.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Just answered that, right?
Yeah, but would definitely the poll just wants to specify just so you're definitely voting for her, right? Okay, thank you. And
yes.
If the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Okay. Again, would you say you're definitely going to vote for or probably voting for Leonard Spencer? The Democratic candidate.
Definitely.
Thank you. And now, as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges on forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate?
Leonard Spencer.
Okay. And now, would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. Due to the state representative Amnesty's arrest, there has been discussions that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for this seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who could run in the November election. If the elections for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote in this case? Leonard Spencer, Democratic candidate, or Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate that may be taking
Leonard
the seat?
Leonard Spencer.
Leonard Spencer, okay. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate? Again, definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, or Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate who may be taking the seat?
Leonard Spencer.
Thank you. You would say definitely again or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Moving forward with the 86% almost done. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And when you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote always for as many Democrats as you do for Republicans, usually vote for Republicans, or always vote for Republicans?
Usually vote for Democrats.
Usually vote for Democrats.
Usually vote
okay?
for Democrats, yeah.
And if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I don't pay attention to that, so I don't know which one somebody would say. I don't know.
Okay. If you have to lean, I just want
everybody to be fair and happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that you're moderate or somewhat liberal or maybe somewhat conservative?
I'm probably in the middle somewhere.
Probably moderate, I would say. Should I record that as your answer then?
Sure.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed, please?
Higher than master's degree.
Okay. Postgraduate degree.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation.
You're welcome.
You're more than welcome. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.